Fairfax Media reports Senator Sam Dastyari warned Huang Xiangmo last October that his phone may have been tapped by intelligence agencies. Fairfax alleges the New South Wales senator met the Chinese donor in his Sydney home and advised him to leave his phone inside as they went outside to talk. Mr. Huang is a wealthy donor to the Liberal and Labor parties and has been the subject of media scrutiny over his alleged links to China's Communist Party. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says if it's true, he should reconsider his position as a Labor senator.
Why on earth was he providing that counter-surveillance advice to Mr. Huang? Whose side is he on? Is he on the side of the agencies that keep us safe, or is he on the side of a foreign government?
The Attorney General, George Brandis, is questioning Senator Dastyari's loyalty.
Senator Dastyari has a lot of questions to answer as to why it is that he has placed himself directly under the influence of this Chinese national, from whom, as we know from last year's events, he's taken money.
Senator Dastyari has rejected the claims in a statement. He says he has never been briefed by any security agency or received any classified information about any matter ever. He says he did speak to Mr. Huang, but only to say they shouldn't have any future contact after it was revealed last year Mr. Huang paid a $5,000 legal bill of the senators. That revelation resulted in Senator Dastyari being demoted from the opposition front bench. Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek says opposition leader Bill Shorten has already disciplined Mr. Dastyari.
I wouldn't want to have been Sam Dastyari when he got the phone call from Bill Shorten this morning. Bill has made it very clear that Sam's already had one breach of judgment. This is a second breach of judgment, and there better not be a third one.
Mr. Huang told the Australian newspaper the allegations were fairy tales and he wouldn't address what he sees as an intrusion into his privacy. The opposition is trying to turn the spotlight back onto the government. Labor used question time in the Senate to press the government on why the Prime Minister had dinner with a separate Chinese donor several days after he gave $40,000 to Queensland's Liberal National Party. Parliament is currently debating a bill which would ban political donations of more than $1,000 from foreigners.